I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Joining me now is the artist Amelia Alcock-White. Her new exhibition, her third, opens this week, Thursday, the 29th of November 2012, at the Petley Jones Gallery. This exhibit marks her return to painting. The hiatus was brought on by the birth of two children. I'll ask her about her art, how she'd describe it, what inspires her, and more. Ms. Alcock-White studied at the University of Vancouver Island and Emily Carr University. Her work has been the subject of numerous solo and group exhibitions. The Petley Jones Gallery is at 1554 West 6th. Visit petleyjones.com for more information. The exhibit runs until the 13th of December 2012. Amelia's website is at ameliawhite.net. Please welcome to the Plant on the Land program, Amelia Alcock-White. Ms. Alcock-White, good morning.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I looked at your work on your website and elsewhere, and I'm not an art expert or have an eye for art, so I won't bother to try to explain it, because it probably wouldn't make any sense to people listening. So let's ask the artist, and how would you describe it? I mean, I read somewhere that it combines elements of magic and symbolic realism, but is that how you see it?
Yes, that's true. You know, I try and not categorize what I do. It's just, you know, my own personal vision. But for others, there's an element of surrealism in my work. There's always something, a little bit of otherworldliness centered in there. So, you know, magic realism sums it up, or contemporary realism. You know, it's something very, you know, it's just my own personal vision. There's nothing quite like it elsewhere that you'd find that anyone is doing.
So do you have to paint it? I mean, I don't know if the word genre is the right word, but I mean, do you have to paint like that all the time, or could you do landscapes or something else, like portraits or...
Well, I do, but, you know, it is just my unique, it's my unique style. I, you know, I try and not copy anybody. Yeah. So in anything that I do, it has that same technique, you know, the same vision. So I do, with the show, I've actually merged into doing a few more abstract works that, you know, are quite different. But, you know, it's an ongoing process. It's always changing and incorporating different elements of what I see in my head.
And do you feel that you're a better painter as you move forward?
Well, I would like to think so. you know, there's no limit to perfecting or mastering your skill. And, of course, my goal is, you know, to continually have higher aspirations to be a better artist every single day and to make an artful life. And it's quite a balancing act.
Yeah, and that's not just, you know, making ends meet, I suppose, but it's also the creativity part, right?
Definitely. And, you know, it is holistic, though. You know, it's creativity, and it's how you lead your life and how the ends do meet. So you have to make it all work.
Now, Waterborne, that's the name of this new collection that'll be at the gallery beginning Thursday. Is there a theme to it?
There is. Well, you know, water has been a theme that I've been working on for the last 5 years. I'm from Vancouver Island, growing up on a lake surrounded by the ocean, and water has always been in my work. And it's just evolved. It's sort of carried me along and has become my muse and a metaphor that I like to work in, that allows me to conceptualize all of these ideas. You know, I've traveled the world, and now I find that the West Coast is what speaks to me the most. The arbutus and the Douglas fir and the smell of the salt air, that is my home, and it's in my blood. And the West Coast is my paradise, and I've only really come to discover that recently and be able to incorporate that completely in my painting.
Yeah, we live in a great place, don't we? I mean, it's just the sources of inspiration that you must have from it, growing up in Ladysmith, living here now. I mean, just a great abundance of that, right?
There is, but, you know, I think it's a process of, as you get older, some of these things I've taken for granted, but now, after having children, I've come back to it, you know, come full circle, from the dark to the light, and now I see, okay, where I'm at and who I am. So the show is all about that, you know, reuniting with your essence and your origins, your biological origins, and the earth that sustains us, and, you know, our mortality. So.
Yeah, so you've got two kids, right?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. How old are they?
They are 3 and 5.
And so, while you're raising them over the last 5 years or so,
yes,
you weren't painting. Well, I guess art's still a part of your life, though, right? But
it is, you know, more so than ever, and because I've had to fight for it,
yeah.
I think. You know, when I had them and life was changing, there was almost a moment when it was, you know, do I need to carry this on or not? So I think this show has so much energy because I've had to fight so hard for it. The supreme focus and concentration and conviction that I've learned from motherhood. You know, I have an hour or two to paint, and I have to do it now. You know,
yeah.
I have to make it happen. So, you know, wow, they have taught me so much, and, you know, kids do, you know, teach. They're brought into this world to teach you something, and they have reaffirmed in me that, you know, art means so much, and it's so important.
Have you introduced art to the kids yet? I mean, I guess you would.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's always there. But I think, you know, we'll see. You never know how they don't quite understand the full extent of what it means to me yet. But they're very artistic and musical children.
Yeah, I guess their father is Tom Levin, right?
Yes. So they have music and art they're surrounded by music and art completely.
Yeah. Did you find that fighting for the time to get time to paint and to pursue artistic endeavor, that had a therapeutic effect on you?
Definitely. I mean, you know, if I don't paint, and similarly to my husband, if he doesn't create music and play piano, you feel lost. You know, it is so much a part of you that you have to do it. It makes your life whole. So, you know, you have to find time for that creative outlet, for that cathartic release.
Well, growing up in Ladysmith, did you always want to be an artist?
I think so. You know, it wasn't a conscious decision, but it's always been there ever since I was young, very, very young. You know, I've never been good at articulating myself with words. You know, it was just, I have to communicate visually. So, you know, when I was little, that's how I made friendships. I would draw something for a classmate, and I couldn't explain things. So it was how I communicated, and it's always been how I communicated with other people.
In terms of the reaction to your work from audiences, people that go to the galleries to see your exhibitions and the sort, you have been getting good notices, right? People like the work, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, there's always the people that come back to each of my exhibitions and who can relate to it. And, you know, I have a lot of collectors and people that follow my work. And I think there's nothing else quite like it out there. You know, it's emotional and it's honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it depicts this archetypal human experience. And, you know, and there's nothing about it that is too sterile. It's just, it's a real experience. It's my own journey, and I'm hoping that others can connect to that and share in that.
Now, after looking at some of your work, some of the pieces that will be in Waterborne, it certainly, to me at least, it said something about this place, about British Columbia, about this area that we live in, and I'm assuming that's your relationship to, I mean, you've already said how you feel about this place and what inspiration you draw from it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that conscious on your part to sort of articulate that on the canvas?
Not at all. You know, it was not an intellectual decision. You know, some of these pieces that relate specifically to Haida Gwaii, you know, I recall sitting down and just, this is sort of an exercise I do, and I just start drawing without any intentional, you know, idea. And all of a sudden, there was this image in front of me, and I would start laughing at it because it's, you know, it's just bringing up things that are hidden in my subconscious. So no, it's just, it's a part of who I am and where I'm from, and my appreciation and respect for this part of the world.
Say, I was wondering, I mean, I'm assuming that you dream in your sleep.
Yes.
Do your dreams look like your work?
They do. I mean, at least I try. I feel that when I create a successful painting, that it goes back to that initial dream or vision that I may have had, you know, when I was closing my eyes, and sometimes that picture flashes, you know, in front of my eyelids, and I can see it for a moment. But it's so fleeting and mercurial. So in all my work, yeah, I'm trying to capture something that has passed through in my dreams, and to try and translate it and have it manifest itself through, you know, into a painting.
I'm always interested when I have artistic people on, whether they be writers, artists like yourself, about their craft and how they work. So in terms of how you work, is there a certain time of day that you have to paint? I mean, I guess you would with having two children, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, before I painted, you know, up until I had kids, I would spend about 300 hours on a painting. I would spend so much time in detail. But now I have very limited time, and so it's just, you know, I've got an hour here or there, and that's it. So it doesn't matter. You know, I'm always, like, just any moment I have, I'm there and working away at sketching or drawing or coming up with an idea, you know, painting, you know, varnishing, whatever. It's a continual process with any spare time that I have to create this work. And I'm more productive now than I ever have been in my whole life. Yeah. You know, 30 paintings in this show, whereas, you know, it used to take me a year or two to do 20. So it's pretty exciting, and I'm very, you know, I'm very happy about all of the change and transformation that has in the last few years.
And so you work in a studio here in Vancouver, is that right?
I do. I'm in my home, of course, you know. So the kids go down for a nap, and I'm in the studio.
Yeah, do you have music? Or I had Robert Bateman on one time, and he says that he has a TV on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, no. You know, I used to listen to audiobooks and CBC and all of that while I was working, but now I find it, you know, it's too much of a distraction,
really?
And it makes you go to sleep. I mean, to TV, I can't imagine that, because it would be sucking your energy away. So, no, I have to, you know, 100%, 110% focus.
Yeah, you mentioned that your kids are 3 and 5. Do they know what you do for a living? I mean, do they must have some relationship to art, because, you know, their dad's a musician, you're a painter.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, they'll usually say, "Mommy, don't paint," or "Come play with me, don't paint." Or otherwise, you know, they do get into it with me, and occasionally we can paint together for, 10 minutes or so.
Yeah. So this exhibition at the gallery runs until the 13th of December.
That's right.
What did, in terms of the artist as in showcasing their work at a gallery like this, what's the goal? Is it to get attention? Is it to get notoriety? Is it to make sales? I mean, I've always wondered what one gets out of that. I mean, other than the obvious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be precise, I got to a point, it was actually only last month, where I looked in my studio and all of my cases for filing paintings were full. And I've got a whole new show in my mind ready to go, and I have no more room. So it was just like, I need to have a show because I have no more room to store these paintings. So that was really the turning point in which I thought, okay, it's time, you know. It's about time that I got out there and put all of this work together and select, you know, I went through all of my work and selected which ones were made a cohesive grouping and put them in the show. And it brings closure to me to see them all together so that I can start on something new.
And so you don't have trouble parting with pieces of yours?
Well, yeah, there's always the feeling, you know, looking and seeing, oh, you know, this, everything is gone, it's empty. But that is necessary to create something new. You have to feel that, okay, it's gone now. Now I have to keep on creating. So that is a very necessary part of being an artist. You can't stop working, affecting your ideas.
Amelia, it must be a very busy time for you, so I appreciate your time today. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. It's been fascinating for me.
Thank you so much.
The websites for more, ameliawhite.com, petleyjones.com for the gallery, the artist Amelia Alcock-White on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.